Grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text today is found in the Old Testament book of Genesis, chapter 50, verses 15 through 21. However, if I read this text, only the Sunday school teachers among you would understand what was happening. Even I had to look up a few things. So I have to go back in the book of Genesis, all the way back to Genesis chapter 12, and tell you the story. It begins with Abraham, God's man Abraham, the one that the Lord chose to bless the world through. Abraham was chosen by God and his family to be God's people. Abraham had a son, Isaac, at 100 years old, and Isaac was not much of a great man. As is usual in the history of the world, great men don't usually have great sons. So Isaac was fine. But he then had his claim to fame was that he had two sons, Esau and Jacob. Esau, you remember, was the hairy, red-headed man, and Jacob had much finer skin. And it was prophesied by the Lord that the older would serve the younger. And Esau was told that he would serve his younger brother, and he hated him for it. And Jacob also was a jerk about the whole thing. So Esau truly hated his brother and wanted to kill him. And it made Jacob have to run away. He ran away to his mother's brother's place, Uncle Laban. And while there, he worked for his uncle and he married his uncle's daughters and also got their concubines. So he ended up with four wives. Jacob had four wives and 12 sons and one daughter. The oldest of Jacob's 12 sons was Reuben. The fourth son was Judah, probably the most famous, the one from whom the Jews come. The 12th son was Benjamin. And it's the 11th son that we're focused on here today. Jacob's 11th son was Joseph. Joseph was the dreamer. You remember those stories. Joseph had a dream that he and his brothers were out in the fields wrapping sheaves, and his brother's sheaves bowed down to his sheaf. And of course, Joseph had to tell the whole family about it, which was not a wise thing to do. Then Joseph had another dream where the sun, the moon, and the stars all bowed down to him. And he told his family that story too. A very unveiled story about how his brothers, along with his mother and father, all would bow down to him. And still, Joseph was the favorite of his father. His father gave him that famous coat of many colors. Now, it's not like Dolly Parton's coat of many colors. It was not a poor man's coat. It was a rich man's coat, not patchwork many colors, but rather long stripes probably. And in these long woven stripes would have been strips of gold and strips of silver. You see, one day, Joseph's brothers were out in the field watching over the sheep, and Jacob told his son Joseph to go spy on them, really. Go see what they're doing. Go see if they're getting into any trouble. And these are not, 16-year-old boys. These are 30 and 40 year old men out there getting in trouble. And Joseph was just 17. So as he walks out there, the brothers can see him coming from a mile away because of this coat, probably with the metal in it. It would shimmer in the bright sun. And oh, as they saw him come, their hatred for him grew and grew and grew. And when he got there, they grabbed him and threw him in a pit in the desert, a pit designed to gather water, and they wanted to kill him. But the older brother Reuben tried to talk the brothers out of killing him because he knew he would get in trouble if Joseph ended up dead. And while they're arguing, some of the other brothers, remember there's 10 of them, some of the other brothers took Joseph and they sold him to some Midianites who were traveling through the desert on their way to Egypt. So that accomplished a number of things. It got rid of Joseph. They figured he would die pretty soon because the life of a slave isn't very long. Plus, they got some money out of the whole deal. The story then follows Joseph to Egypt, where he is purchased by a man by the name of Potiphar, who was a government official, just a man with a government job. And Joseph worked hard as a slave in Potiphar's house, so much so that he became trusted and he became in charge of all the other workers in the house. Until one day, Potiphar's wife made a pass at Joseph, when Joseph famously said, "How can I do this great sin and sin against God?" He rejected her. She then lied to her husband and had Joseph thrown into prison. Of course, Potiphar had to believe his wife over a slave. And Joseph got thrown into slave prison, which sounds really quite awful. But even there, Joseph became trusted. He did what he was supposed to do. He listened to orders, and he became the caretaker of the jail, which meant he got to deliver food to the other prisoners. Then he got to know them, the other slaves who were in prison. And he came to find the cupbearer of the Pharaoh and the baker of the Pharaoh, two slaves who had been thrown into prison along with him. And he got to know them, and those men had dreams. And Joseph then listened to their dreams and interpreted them. The cupbearer had a dream that there were three vines growing over his head. And he took the fruit from those vines and squeezed it into a cup and gave the cup to Pharaoh. And he asked Joseph what that meant. And Joseph said, "Well, in 3 days, you will be restored to your position as Pharaoh's cupbearer in the palace." And it happened. Well, then the baker also had a dream. And he told Joseph his dream and asked for the interpretation. The baker's dream was that he had three baskets of bread on his head, and the birds came and ate them. And he asked Joseph what that meant. And Joseph had to say, "I'm sorry to tell you, that means that in 3 days, Pharaoh's going to have you hung." And he was hung by the neck until he was dead. Well, the cupbearer, who was returned to his position, forgot all about Joseph, and Joseph stayed in the prison until Pharaoh himself had a dream. Very special dream. It bothered him, and he brought in all his wise men from all over the land, and no one could interpret Pharaoh's dream. And finally, the cupbearer said, "Well, wait a second, I know a guy who might be able to do this." And so they called for Joseph, and he came and he heard Pharaoh's dream. Pharaoh was along the Nile River, and there seven fat cows came out of the river and started grazing. And then seven thin cows came out and ate the seven fat cows, but the seven thin cows didn't get any fatter. Then he had another dream, this one about stalks of grain. And there were some big, fat, healthy stalks of grain, and some thin ones also. And the seven thin ones, it says, swallowed the seven fat stalks of grain, but the thin ones didn't become any fatter. These are the dreams that bothered Pharaoh so much. So Joseph, by the power of the Lord, told Pharaoh the meaning of the dreams, that Egypt and the land around it would have seven wonderful years, fruitful years, where they'll have crops like they never had before, followed by seven terrible years with a drought like they had never seen before. And Joseph told to Pharaoh, "Find yourself a man who can arrange the whole thing so you have things stored up during the 7 years, prepared for the seven bad years." And Pharaoh said, "All right, you're the man." And he put Joseph straight out of the slave prison in charge of all of Egypt, second only to Pharaoh himself. And Joseph, who had learned to work, did a wonderful job. He built storehouse cities, and he saved up the grain during the seven good years. And then when the seven bad years hit, he started selling grain to other people. And so in that way, he bought up all of their cattle, because they had nothing to feed them with. He also bought up all the land around Egypt. And so Pharaoh became even more mighty with Joseph being his second in command. Well, the drought went all the way to the land of Canaan, where Jacob and his family was. And Jacob heard about the grain in Egypt, and so he sent the 10 boys, grown men, 50-year-olds by now, 60-year-olds, down to Egypt to get some grain for the famine. And they went and they had to talk to Joseph. Now, by this time, Joseph is 40 years old. They all thought that he was long dead. They never thought he would be in charge of Egypt. Plus, Joseph is speaking Egyptian, and he looks like an Egyptian. So they have no idea who he is. And Joseph tests them. You might say he messed with them, but he tested them. He wanted to see if the brothers had changed their hearts at all. And so he accused them of being spies. He sold them the grain, but then put their money back in their sacks. He made them bring their younger brother, Benjamin, his closest brother, back to Egypt. And finally, after all that, Joseph couldn't take it anymore. And he said, "Brothers, it's me, I'm Joseph." And the brothers were terrified. They thought this powerful man was finally going to crush them all. But Joseph didn't want any of that. Joseph had learned his lesson. He had learned about the love of God. He had changed from being a selfish little kid, a little boaster and a brat, into being a fine, wonderful, hardworking man who realized that his whole life was directed by God to bring him to that position so that he could save the family of God. Joseph had no desire to punish the brothers. Which brings us to our text. Now we can read Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and will pay us back in full for all of the evil that we did to him." They sent the following message to Joseph. "Before he died, your father commanded us, 'You are to tell Joseph, please forgive the offense of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. Now please forgive the offense of the servants of the God of your father.'" Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down in front of him, and they said, "See now, we are your servants." Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring this to pass and to keep many people alive as it is this day. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will nourish you and your little ones." He comforted them and spoke to them in a kind way. So it happened that after bringing him to Egypt, Joseph's father Jacob died. And the brothers are afraid that Joseph is going to get them finally. See, the brothers learned nothing. Plus, they lied. Some commentators want to give the brothers the benefit of the doubt here and say that Jacob did say this. And it is possible that Jacob said this. But when you read the whole story, that doesn't make any sense. The brothers made this up because they were afraid for their own skins. They didn't understand Joseph, and they didn't understand the love of God. And that was their problem the whole time. They didn't know what love was. And it's not totally their fault. They didn't have a good teacher. Their father, Jacob, was a conniving man. He did not teach them love and trust and hope. Their father taught them to be suspicious. Their father taught them to be selfish. And so that's what the brothers turned out to be. But Joseph, however, he changed. See, the Lord laid so many crosses upon Joseph. He taught him by the school of hard knocks. He taught him with life. He taught him to carry the cross. And so Joseph learned the hard way about the love of God. That you can't bargain your way into it. You can't buy the love of God. And you can't weasel your way into it. The love of God that is revealed in the life and death of Jesus Christ is a love that can only be seen and accepted and enjoyed by the power of the Spirit of God. God sent his own son to suffer and to die for us, for our sins. Not because we're good, not even because we would have faith. God sacrificed his own son for you only because he has mercy on you. Only because of the greatness of his own love. That's what Joseph came to understand during his life. That God loves me because of him, not because of me. I am a sneak and a boaster and a sinner, and I am not worth God's time. But God has made time for me anyway. And he has made way for my salvation through the life and blood of his promised Messiah. And that's why Joseph changed. That's why he was able to fully forgive his brothers, truly and completely, just as God had forgiven him through the promised Christ. So also you, find out about the love of God and the